This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers. There's some thrivers out there of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why a narcissist treats you so badly. The main reason why a narcissist treats you so badly is because they do not think that you will leave. They don't think that you will leave them. They think that you stay here with them because you love them so much, or that you are actually, you know, that you like how they're treating you. Like, they don't think they're treating you completely badly because they're like, wait, if I'm treating you so badly, why are you still here then? Why don't you just, you can leave. You know, you, nobody's holding you hostage here. You can leave. So they don't think you're going to leave them. Oh, goodness gracious. I feel one of those rant bubbles coming up. I can't hold it in any longer. So truly, when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, what you allow is what will continue. It doesn't have to be a narcissist or a toxic person. This is with any relationship in general, but specifically with narcissists and toxic people. What you allow in these relationships will continue. What you allow that narcissist to get away with, they're going to continue to do it. Why do they keep coming back into my life? Because you allow them back into your life. This is simply the door to your life. You have, this is your house, your access. You control access to you. You open the door for them. They can't, if they force their way back into your life, police, or, you know, whatever you need to do. But you are allowing them back into this door. So the more times you allow them into you, the more time you allow access to you, the more and more and more you get it ingrained into your head that you deserve this treatment. Like, this is what I deserve. This person loves me. This is what love is. This is how I should be loved. This is how I deserve to be loved. No, it's not. No, it's not. That you don't deserve to be loved this way. They want to convince you that you deserve to be loved this way. So when they beat you down mentally enough, physically enough, emotionally enough, you won't leave them. They don't think you'll leave. They want to make you feel so invalidated by the world that I, the narcissist in your life, am the only person that can validate you. If you leave me, you'll never feel good about yourself again. If you leave me, you'll never be happy again. If you leave me, you'll never feel love again. I love you more than anybody else. They want to convince you that abuse is love. Mental abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. They want you to convince that this is love. I only say this because I love you. I only do this because I love you. I only treat you like this because I love you. That's not love. Is that what love is? Y'all keep asking. So many people keep asking me, can a narcissist love? Does a narcissist really love you? Do you love you? If you applied your own definition of love to how you feel about yourself, do you love you? Honestly, do you love you? Are you in love with yourself? Because as a narcissist, I know I'm not in love with myself, but are you in love with yourself? Has this narcissist or toxic person, or have your narcissistic parents beat you down enough emotionally beat your self-esteem down enough to the point where you don't think you don't love yourself anymore? Did you feel like this is what you deserve? So when a narcissist gets you to that point where you feel like this is what you deserve, they don't think you'll ever leave them. And they'll be shocked. That's why they keep doing stuff. They don't think you'll leave. If you forgive them once, you'll forgive them again. If you forgive them twice, you'll forgive them again. If you forgive them 5, 6, 7 times for doing the same thing over and over and over again, first of all, they're not sorry. You're no longer forgiving them. You're allowing it now. 7 times, they cheat on you 7 times with 7 different people. They said sorry. No, it's not. There's no more apologies needed. They're not really apologizing to you because the behaviors have not changed. Now they're just like, you're cool with it. I'm sorry. I didn't think there was a problem anymore. I didn't think there was an issue. I've been doing it for so long like this. You forgive me before. Why can't you forgive me again? They think that you are okay with the behaviors. They just do. So when they think you're okay with the behaviors, surprise, they don't think you're going.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
I'm gonna leave them. Why would they think you're gonna, if you've been doing this for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, why in the hell would it? I've talked to a lot of people over Zoom when I'm doing my one-on-ones. I've talked to so many people over Zoom that are leaving 35, 40 year relationships, and that narcissistic partner is shocked. Why now? You gonna leave me now? You gonna leave me now in my 60s? Why? Are you put up with it for so long? What's the problem now? They think this behavior now, it should be your new normal. They want to convince you that this is the normal behavior. No, but good luck on finding somebody else who's going to treat you better than me. Good luck is going to find somebody that put up with your BS. They want to convince you that you are so problematic in your own life that you, nobody else is going to ever love you again. So they convince you that this little bit of love that I'm giving you, this bare minimum or less than bare minimum treatment that I'm giving you, is what you're going to find out there on the open market. the open market, like you're literally on the market and things like that. You're not on the market. I'm just saying, they don't think you, they really truly do not think you're going to leave them. They don't. And they're shocked when you do. That's why a lot of times when you do leave, they'll go crazy. Cause they're not expecting it. They're not expecting you to leave. They're expecting you to just tolerate what they put you through. They're expecting you to stay there, deal with it, and not go anywhere with it. They're expecting you to be there through this. What's the problem now? It wasn't a problem then. Why is it a problem now? That's why they will rage out and get mad at you. I'm just telling you, they don't ever think you're going to leave. They don't expect strength from you. They expect you to be weak. I promise you, there's no lack of it. They expect you to be weak. Honestly, they don't expect you to be strong. They expect you to be a weak-ass person and stay with them through all the BS, through all the cheating, through all the emotional manipulation, through all the lying, the gaslighting, whatever they're doing to you. They expect you to stay through it because they don't think you're strong. They don't. They look at you as a target now. You're prey. Now they're just like, oh, this person, they don't leave me. Hey, man, you sure you're going to do that tonight? Your wife, she's going to find out you're going to leave? Oh, she ain't going to leave me. She love me. She ain't gonna go nowhere. Gotcha. When they start talking like that about you to your friends, to their friends, they don't think, I'm just telling you, y'all, they want to condition you and beat you down to the point where you just feel like this is what you deserve. If they get you there, good luck. If you are there right now, empower yourself. Baby steps. You didn't get to this position overnight. You're not gonna get out of it overnight. Baby steps. Do something for yourself. Go out there, do something for yourself. After you finish this video, do something for yourself. Give back to you. Pour into you. Stop pouring into this toxic relationship. Stop pouring into this empty cup that is that narcissistic person. That holy cup. The cup with holes in the side of it. You can never fill them up. You never can. You can never fill them up. My spider sense is going on, seriously. You really can't, y'all. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand that this is it. This is the way life is going to go. It doesn't get better. I'm telling you, I'm talking to people over Zoom. I've been talking to people. They've been married for 20, 30 years, 40 years, and they understand that it doesn't get better. And they want to leave 20 years, 30 years, 40 years into it. I've had people tell me, I'd rather spend the rest of my life by myself and being happy than to spend the rest of my life being tortured in a relationship. And I hear that all the time. And people are just, you know, They're empowering themselves to be stronger and things like that. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand they don't ever think you're going to leave them. The behaviors don't get better. Why would they get better if they're not? The behaviors will never get better because they don't think you're going to leave based on the current behaviors. Why do I need to change if you're not going to leave me? Stay empowered. Stay strong. October 15th, Austin, Texas, live in person meet and greet. Talking, what we're gonna do is gonna be big, y'all. Stay prepared for more. Like and subscribe for more. Yes, I do one-on-ones over Zoom. Thank you for tuning in. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace.